In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we have our first morning session. Or by our sermon. Please sing hymn 225.
Savior with thee in our eternal home.
revisit 1 Timothy. Yesterday we were looking at chapter 5.
我们在教会里面服侍会遇到很多的问题。
In church, when we serve, we will encounter a lot of problems.
有一些问题是从来没有遇过的。 There
are problems that we have never encountered before.
有一些问题是从不再发生。And
then there are problems that we have encountered before.
那遇到问题, 到最后, 我们要让问题对我们,
So when we encounter these problems, we'll allow these problems to provide us edification.
不要被问题打倒,
Let's not be defeated by these problems and let it affect our faith.
要借着问题提升我们的灵性,
and then through these problems, it can uplift our faith.
那要怎么做?
How do we do this?
先看, 罗马书再回来看提摩太前书。
We're going to look at Romans first and then jump back to 1 Timothy.
28节第8章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
这里说万事互相效力。
It says here, all things work together for good to those who love God.
这个万事也包括顺利的事,
all things includes those things that are smooth and not smooth.
也包括我们说很愿意看到,
it includes what we want to see and what we don't want to see.
但是到最后呢,都是要让我们得益处。
But in the end, it allows us all to have a use or a purpose.
那这样呢,我们在处理问题的这个态度哦,原则就是对的。
So in the end, we can have the correct attitude toward it.
如果问题到最后,我们自己得不到益处,教会得不到益处,那我们的态度跟原则可能有一点问题。
In the end, if we are not able to obtain any benefit from it, then our work is futile.
那要让万事互相效力，叫啊让人得益处，有一个很重要的条件。
And in order to gain the benefit, there is an important criterion.
所以说叫爱神的得益处。
And that is for good to those who love God.
所以这是一个先决条件。So
this is a main criterion.
万事发生，有时候我们没有办法控制。
And so when all things, when they happen, we're not able to control it.
但是有一件事情我们自己可以做决定。
But there is one thing that we can make a decision on.
我是不是爱神。
And that is, do I love God?
如果我爱神, 不好的事到时候变成好。
If I love God, then even the worst things can become good.
所以我是不是爱神, 这就是我自己可以决定。
Do I love God? This is something I can decide on.
那主耶稣说爱我的会做什么事?
Jesus said, those who love me will do what? Those who love me will obey my commandments.
那主耶稣的诫命啊,
God's commandments are what is written in the Bible.
所以我们在教会啊,不论任何事情发生, 如果我们爱神, 我们一定要用神的话来回应我们的问题。
Regardless of what happens in church, we shall use the word of God to use it as a response.
因为问题发生了,很多人会给我们多的建议。
Because when problems happen, we'll have many people giving us advice.
那你会发现哦,有的建议真的差很多。
Then you realize some of the advice is very far from what is right. But many times, the advice from other people is different. Then how should we attack it?
一个,确定我爱神。
One thing, well, first of all, is do we love God?
那第二个我们就要想,好,那我现在想圣经里面有什么原则我可以用来解决这个问题?
Secondly, you think about what in the Bible, what kind of standards and, and things that we can go by. And so this is what it is to love God. And in the end, we will gain benefit. When we see in the course of Paul's service, he had encountered many problems. So these difficulties included his encounters with others that presented
conflicts.
When he served God until the end, his faith became progressively better. He said, when I live, it is for Christ. And to die is gain.
但是有时候我们在教会，或者我们本身我们在想一想，有时候我们服侍久了，遇到很多不如意的事情，我们自己平静反而越来越好，越来越糟糕，有没有？
And let's think about it. In church, when we encounter some of these difficulties, our faith might decline.
有的人做负责人做了两届以后，下任他不来教会。
Then you find out some council members after they are on council for two terms, and then after that, they don't come back to church. And it actually develops hate in their heart, or a bitterness in their heart. And they have complaints or grumbling with God, and they're not content with church. And actually, their service to them didn't have any benefit.
但是保罗所以他遇到很多，他遇到我们都连十分之一、百分之一都不及啊。
Paul encountered so many difficulties. It's we probably have only encountered 1/10 of those.
但是他反而灵性越来越高。
But yet his faith kept elevating.
那些事情不是没有痛苦，也是很痛苦的。And
it is not to say that these things are not painful.
但是痛苦是一个代价，让他灵性会进步。And
but this painfulness brings about a worth or value in elevating our faith.
但是有的人痛苦，代价付出去的没有得到好处。
But those that experience pain in the end, they don't receive benefit or gain from it. Then their faith declines. So the crux of the matter is, do we love God?
所以就要明白神的话，然后用神的话来回应你的问题。
So we have to understand His word and then be able to use it to find the solution.
所以保罗教导提摩太很多的道理。
So Paul taught Timothy many valuable life lessons.
就是要让他年轻的提摩太，你在教会里面，要管理神的教会，要有神的话在心里。And
so he's telling Timothy, as while you are young in this church and leading the church, you need to use the word of God to guide.
那这样哦，教会在很多的问题当中，会越来越朝正确的方向去。
So that with the problems and difficulties in church, it can be guided to onto the straight and narrow path. And then church will become more mature. So that we can gain benefit from our service. You may say, I am complacent with my service, why do I have to read the Bible? It's because when you do read the Bible, you understand His will.
懂得圣经的服事态度、动机、方法才会对。
You know the Bible, the attitudes, words, and actions of our service will be led on the straight path straight now.
我们的服事才真的荣耀神，能够造就人。
And our service will edify us and edify others.
那我们再回来看罗马书第8章20节。
Let's return to Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们不晓得怎样祷告，更用说不出来的叹息为祷告。Likewise,
the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 27. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
所以有时候我们在服事觉得很软弱。
When we are serving sometimes, we feel weak.
虽然圣经懂, 但你不晓得怎么做,
though we do not know what to do.
那这里说, 圣灵又说不知该叹息替我们祷告。
But then the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which we don't understand.
是, 照着神的旨意, 替圣徒祈求。
It's according to the Spirit.
替圣徒祈求。
That which is, makes intercession for saints according to the will of God.
所以祷告圣灵会 带领我们，而且照神的旨意带领我们，而且会加给我们力量。
When we pray, the Spirit allows us to understand His will and gives us power.
所以服事的两个很重要的最根本的基础就是要明白神的话，然后要常常用圣灵祷告。Two
basic points of our servitude is that we should know God and pray often so we can know His will.
所以
So you can see that from 1st and 2nd Timothy, there's a lot of wisdom that Paul imparts to Timothy. Paul imparts what he can from God, the wisdom from God, and then imparts it to Timothy. And Timothy uses these lessons from Paul to then guide the church. So that the church can improve and grow. Yesterday in chapter 5, we were talking about the elders. And that is, we should respect them. That's starting from verse 7.
那从18节看起来，最重要就是，这些工人啊，让他生活没有缺欠。And
so, in verse 18 says that these laborers will not, they won't lack anything.
所以在牛在草上不可笼住他的嘴，就是让他有东西吃。Meaning
you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, so that the laborers are worthy of their wages.
那在教会，我们信徒做工的人啊，要尊重他们。
So we must respect those who are the laborers and workers in the church. So sometimes in church we will find perhaps people that won't have time or can't find time to do his work. If we do see members that are zealous and passionate in his work, we should thank God. So when we speak, we should have this passion and zeal in serving and not be lukewarm.
那19节就讲控告长老的这件事情。
And then verse 19 talks about an accusation against an elder.
因为要带领教会，有时候你没有办法讨好每一个人。
So when you are leading the church, you cannot please every single person. And if we use God's His will and His word, there are some that may not understand
this.
And there may be some that do understand it, but they cannot accept it. And then there are those who have negative responses. And then they will have accusations against elders, but also other workers.
那下面说,
it says here, except from two or three witnesses, or do not receive an accusation from an elder except from two or three witnesses.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个长老要案例的过程都有经过我们教会经过一些程序在检验。
Because this elder had to go through several levels of qualifications in getting appointed.
对，所以一般哈都有他的属灵的素质在里面。So
each level or stage has its own spiritual significance behind it.
当然了，小的缺点是难免的，但是大的缺点应该都比较少。So
it is true that the bigger shortcomings are not as much.
因此这个他是教会的等于说带领人哦，有时候魔鬼要打倒一个教会哦，最重要是从那个带领人先打。
So when Satan tries to attack a church, he will try to attack those who are the main principal workers.
你知道吗？我们常常开车哦，哎，为什么我开十年都没有发生车祸
？And then we think that I've driven for 10 years. How come I didn't have a car accident?
因为你每天只开两迈嘛，三公里很短。
It's because you only drove a short distance of probably 3 miles.
如果开车每天开100公里、200公里、300公里，开越多越可能会发生车祸。
But then if you drive 100, 200, 300 kilometers, you might have a higher chance of having an accident.
对，有的人在教会他什么事情都没有做，所以你找不出他有什么错，他什么都没有做啊，你有什么错？
By the same token, you see those in church who have not done much for the work, there's not much you can really blame or say about them.
那越热心做圣工，做越多的人，就越有可能一些事情做得不太周全，让人觉得说，好像哪里要改进。
But for the workers that are involved in a lot of holy work, there might be areas where others will have something to say.
但是有时候，这魔鬼就利用这一点哦，让一些人把它扩大，然后要来攻击这个人。
So Satan will utilize these opportunities to defeat a worker or have it be discouraged.
所以才讲说，控告长老一定要两三个见证，就不然就不要说。
It says if you have an accusation against another, it should be from 2 or 3 witnesses.
这个就是要避免被魔鬼利用了。
This is to prevent Satan from utilizing these opportunities.
是的。
Which would then lead to a loss of the church. So we want to preserve the stability of the church. Let's now go to verse 23. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake, and you are frequent in infirmities.
这里讲到，胃口不清，要以致患病，也可以稍微用一点酒。
It says here, use a little wine for your stomachs.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
你看保罗是一个很有能力、很属灵的人哦。那提摩太有一点胃口不好，他们患病，保罗也没有说那禁止祷告就好了。
So Paul is mighty and spiritual. Well, Timothy, he had a few stomach problems, and Paul didn't just say just fast and pray.
对，说不要照常喝水，稍微用点酒。
Says no longer drink only water, but use a little wine.
所以啊，我们在我们身体不好哦，用药这不是罪。
So when we don't feel well and we use medicine, that's not a sin.
但是如果我们真的有信心靠神，神无所不能，什么都会好。
But if we really have faith, then there's not anything that He can't do.
但是我们如果用药，这也不算错。
So to take medicine is not a fault.
所以。提摩太胃不好，反而说用一点酒没关系啊。
So Paul, Timothy's stomach wasn't so good, so Paul said use some wine.
所以我们有时候在生活当中，我们去做得到的范围来改进自己的身体，这也没有什么不好。
So in our daily lives, what we can do physically to improve our bodies, that's okay.
好，那我们在24节。
Then let's go to verse 24.
25节。
Oh, sorry, 25.
两节清楚。
24, verse 24. Some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some men follow later. 25. Likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.
这个24节、25节就在讲好的不好的。
And 24 and 25 it talks about what is good and what is not.
25节说善行，这是好。
And in verse 45 says good works are of course good.
那有的是明显，就是你一做大家都知道。
Some works are clearly evident; others will see or know.
那不是说大家都知道我们就不可以做。
And it doesn't mean that those that people do not know are things that we can't.
不是说大家都知道，有的人就怕说我出名我就不做，也可以做。
So those that others may not see, we can still do.
大家都知道我的善哦，有的人就怕别人知道，他就不做了。
So everybody knows our good works, and if people know that we did it, they might, the workers might be scared to do it.
哦，其实哦，即使大家都知道这些善事，我们也可以做，只要我们没有那个心说要人知道就可以了。
But everyone knows that, but it's okay that everyone knows, about these good works. We can go ahead and do it.
只要我们没有那个心说要荣耀自己，虽然大家知道也可以做。
As long as we don't have this heart of being proud, if others know that you do it, that's okay.
所以说善有明显的，那不明显也不能隐藏。
And then there are those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.
所以我们在一个教会久了，大概我们都会知道哪一些人常常在行善。
So when we're in a church for a while, we'll probably know which workers shield or yield good works.
我们大概都知道哪一些信徒常常默默在做圣工。
It's probable that we know which ones are doing these works behind the scenes.
所以这里说不明显也不能隐藏，他不愿意人知道，但是总是到最后人都会知道。
And then for the works that those that are otherwise cannot be hidden, eventually people will know.
所以这个告诉我们我们的善行最重要就是我们不要让人知道，但是迟早大家都会知道。
So for our good works, we should have the attitude of not allowing others to know, but then eventually they will know.
那24节就讲到罪。
So in verse 24, it talks about sin.
这个罪也是一样，有的是明显的。
Some sins are clearly evident.
来看大家都知道。
So that everyone will find out. No.
所以我犯罪我犯不了，因为大家会知道。
Because everyone will know about the sin that we commit.
那下面说有的人的罪是随后跟去的。
But then there are those some who that follow later.
就是说他的罪不明显，隐藏的。
So it's actually sins are not evident.
那后来跟进去，就神把它显露。
But then later on, as time develops, it becomes evident.
所以这个就表示罪也会显露了，不能够大家不知道就可以做。
So then sins actually will make themselves evident. It doesn't mean that others don't know, you can't do it.
You won't do it.
So there was a sister one day that had, one night that had a dream.
她梦见一个弟兄，很热心做圣工，犯罪了。
It was a brother that committed.
一个姐妹梦见一个弟兄很热心在做圣工，他已经犯罪了。
So there was a sister that had a dream of a brother who was very zealous and but then committed sin.
大家都不知道。
Everybody did not know.
神就是借着梦，靠让那姐妹显露出来。
So the Lord that allowed the sister to have this dream.
就是告诉那个传道，传道不敢相信这个事情怎么会这样，就是说有可能罪，他就暂时把它放在一旁。
So she told the pastor who was in disbelief, and then so the sister put this matter aside.
但是过了一段时间以后，真的曾第二次再借另外一个人，就把那个罪显露出来。
So it was through another occurrence in which another person had the same type of revelation.
所以这个。犯罪也没有办法隐藏。
So when you commit a sin, it's hard to conceal it.
神会把它隐，会把它显露出来。
Because God will allow it to be revealed.
那因为这样子所以我们在教会里面有一些事情对错一时分不清但是到久了以后你就看得很清楚。
But so in church, sometimes when you want, at first are not able to see if something is good or bad, eventually it reveals itself.
一直祷告，就求神带领到最后你发现神会把这个事情显露，让大家看得很清楚。
You pray to God for His guidance, and eventually God will reveal what the facts behind it.
所以其实我们在教会是在服侍神，不是服侍人。
So in church, where we are serving God, not men.
神是主人我们只是仆人。
God is the master, we are merely servants.
那我们真的如果很认真在求神带领你到最后每一件事情发现不是神，但是很轻省的，因为神在带领，他是老板。
we sincerely we will follow God when we know that when we serve Him, He's the Master, He leads us.
那如果没有这样的常常交托神求神带领哦，教会的工那个问题都要我们一个人承担起来，做圣工做久会怎样？忧郁症嘛。
So the result of when we do not rely on God and leave it up to Him, we become depressed.
我记得有一次去一个地方，在灵会。I
remember there was a place that had a spiritual congregation.
遇到一个出行的信徒，出行，newly baptized.
Oh, so there was a newly baptized member.
他说他以前有忧郁症。She said that she had depression before. 他去看心理医生。And
she went to see a psychologist.
他那时候都一年多，后来他换了心理医生。
And so she saw the psychologist for 1 year and then switched to another one. Because that psychologist, the original one, committed suicide.
为什么自杀?
Why is that so?
天天在那里听人道乐色。
So they all, because that psychologist listened to the emotional baggage of So the second psychologist also was not able to see this sister because they had to deal with a lot of problems too.
那我们在教会做圣工哦，有时候听这个听那个，听那个，你如果没有真的交托哦，到时候会忧郁症。So
in church we hear a lot of difficulties and problems from members. If we don't know how to deal with this and with God, then we can become depressed too.
那怎么办？What
happens?
把我们的问题变化解决，来交托给神。他是老板啊，我们只是雇员啊，我们只是仆人啊。She
cast all our burdens on God. He's the master, we're merely servants.
如果我们把在教会，我们觉得我是老板，那个担子就很重了。So
if we think in church that we are the master, then the burden will be heavy.
老板是神啊，我不能解决，告诉我老板，他可以解决。So
we tell God the master, He's our master, He will solve it.
所以这里讲善跟罪啊，到最后都会显露的。So
it says here that sins and good works will eventually become evident.
所以有一些事情如果没有办法马上做判断，那就等待吧。 一直祷告教会，有时候到了神就会让你看得清楚。But
there are things that do not have, are not revealed right away. They eventually will be.
好，那到第六章哈。Let's
go to chapter six.
这个第六章啊，第一节到第二节哈，就是在讲要尊敬我们的主。Verse
1-2 talks about how we need to be respectful or to revere our master. Let's look at verse 1. Let as many bondservants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and His doctrine may not be blasphemed.
这里说哦，免得，就是仆人要尊敬主人，这样神的名才不会被亵渎。
It says here that bondservants must honor their masters, so that the name of God may not be blasphemed.
我们在公司上班哦。 如果你对你的上司、同事都很有礼貌，然后很用很respect啊，很尊敬的态度来对待他们，他会觉得，哎，你这个基督徒跟大家不一样。If
you are courteous and respectful to your coworkers and your boss at work, then the elders will say that this Christian is quite different.
但是如果我们做基督徒，对我们的同事、对我们的上司都没有一种尊重。But
if we do not treat them with respect as a Christian.
那我们的道理，我们的教会，我们信的主就会被亵渎。那个信耶稣有什么用？你看他，你没有信还不如。Then
what we believe in our church itself, it will be blasphemed. It's almost as if you don't have this belief.
所以信仰其实是跟生活结在一起。So
faith has a lot to do with our lifestyle.
好的信仰，你可以在生活中看到很积极、很正面的影响。
So in having a good faith, we can then see the results in our life and how it manifests. It will allow others to admire and know that this faith is good.
So
then through our lives and faith that others can be reverent toward God.
虽然他不信，但是他看到我们的生活，他会对神有一种尊敬。
Even though they don't believe in God, they see through us and are then reverent toward God.
那这个第二节哈，请。Verse 2,
and those who have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren. but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these
things.
Have you ever heard of those who work in the office and then brought their higher ups to come to believe? Have we heard of such a thing? Or to bring their subordinates to church and have the subordinates become
members.
These testings are many.
那现在洗礼之后,
and then after baptizing.
第二天回到公司,现在就是两个身份啊。
And so when they return to the office, they have two statuses.
第一个身份就是工作上你是我的老板。
And then first is that, work-wise, you are my master.
第二个是我们在教会是弟兄姐妹。
But then our second status is that we are brothers and sisters of church.
那信仰来讲，你是出生的婴儿。你虽然点头上司，你是出生的婴儿。
But even though you are in the world high, you have a high status, you are a spiritual infant in God's eyes.
那这个两个身份要怎么去调配？
How do you match these two statuses?
哦，哎，这个真的也发生过。
This has happened before.
哦，他的顶头上司来受洗。
This person's upper management came to believe.
然后他再去上班的时候，他就要求他的上司啊，不要对他这么严。Then
this person member asked that his upper manager not to treat him so severely.
他在 quality control 在品管。So
this employee member was involved in quality control.
对，他就要他的上司哦。
He wanted his manager to be lax or a little bit lax in how he treats him.
这个不对。
But this is actually not right.
他是我们的上司，洗礼又还是上司。
So that person is your manager. After baptizing, they are still your manager.
所以我们做一个部下，我们应该给他的尊重，这个不会改变。
We still need to honor the physical status.
这是告诉我们啊，要更加敬重服侍他。So
we must serve them.
好，那这个就牵涉到一个问题。So
this brings up an issue.
什么叫圣公
？What is holy work?
哎，谁定义一下？我们做圣公，什么叫圣公
？Please someone explain. I do holy work. What is holy work?
圣公哦，最简单的定义就是跟神有关系的工作。The
meaning or significance of holy work is that there is a relation with God.
那有的人再定义再清楚一点，就是跟教会有关。Then
go further, you say that there is this relationship with the church.
所以，跟神没有关，跟教会没有关，都是世俗的。So
if it's not related to church or God, then it is of the world.
我在公司的工作是世俗的，这个没有天上的赏赐。You
say that your work on at the office is not dealing with church of God, so it's of the earth.
哦，这没有天上的赏赐。There
is no blessings or grace.
这是虚空的。This
is vain.
为着生活不得已的。Because
you have to do this.
只有跟神有关、教会有关的，这个才是圣公，这才有价值。You
say only there is value for those that are related with God and church.
这样的观念对不对？
Is that the right attitude, concept?
不对，大家都不对。
That's not right.
不对在哪里？不对要翻圣经啊，不对在哪里？
Where is it not right? Let's look in the Bible.
以弗所书啊，第六章。
The answer lies in Ephesians chapter 6.
从第五节第六节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service, as men please. But as bond servants of God Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Verse 7. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Verse 8. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
八节哦，个人所行的善事都要按着所行得主的赏赐。
And so over here we must knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether it's slave or free.
五六节就在讲我们在地上的工作。
And in verse 5 and 6, it talks about the work that we are involved in.
所以不是地上在公司的工作就没有天上的赏赐。
And it's not to say that your earthly work will not have a heavenly blessing.
那怎么样让地上的工作也有天上赏赐呢？
Then how will our work on this earth allow us to have a blessing from heaven?
第七节,
it's in 7, verse 7.
甘心侍奉好像服侍主，不是服侍的。
Because it's with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men.
对，我们在公司啊，好像在服侍神。
So in the companies or in the office, we should think of it as working for God.
那通过我们在公司的工作，让神的名得到荣耀，我们在天上也有赏赐。
So while we are doing work in the office, this and we treat it as to the Lord, then through heaven we'll have blessings.
所以，我们在从神的话这样了解，我们就知道哦，我做基督徒在公司也会有天上赏赐。如果我是为着神的名的荣耀，then
we understand that if we do the work on earth as if we are doing it for the Lord, then we'll have blessings.
再回来看第六章。Let's
go back to First Timothy chapter 6.
好，那第六章第三节开始。In
chapter 6, verse 3 starts.
在告诉我们要掩蔽那个，我们先读一下三节跟四节。Verse
3. If anyone teaches otherwise, it does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to the doctrine which accords with godliness. Verse 4. He is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil, suspicions. Verse 5. Useless wranglings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, from such withdraw yourself.
好，我们从第三节哈到第六节，这里讲有人传异教。
And in verse 3 to 6, it talks about how those spread heretic messages. And so these heretic messages are against the wholesome word and sound doctrine of God.
那如果我们一直读到第五节，为什么有人会去传异教？
Then going on all the way to verse 5, why is it there are these people who do spread the heretic messages?
为什么?
Why?
六节看得出来吗？Can
we see it in verse 5?
以敬虔为得力的门路。They
are men of corrupt mind, the destitute of the truth.
敬虔第五节最后一句。Godliness
is the means of gain.
这个利最简单的解释就是钱。So
gain is can be expressed by gaining money.
为着钱，所以他去传一个异道。
And so they try to gain money by preaching a gospel or something that is different to the gospel. But then gain is not always for money.
And
that is a benefit, a personal benefit. It's not money. And it is probably for fame.
或者为着个人要让别人觉得他不一样，他有权威，他圣经很懂。
Or for others to know how great your knowledge in the Bible is.
所以他就解释一套道理跟纯正的话语不同。
So then they preach a doctrine that is different from what it sounds like.
到最后就是说，最里面那个动机不是让人认识神啊，最里面那个动机是要把自己扶出来。
The intention is to exalt oneself. not to know God.
那这样啊，就会常常我们在道理的追求上就会偏了。
So and that is when in our faith we may waver.
所以才说，为什么有人会传异教？他不要，他不是为神啊，为自己，讲清楚就这样而已。
Why would they spread heresies? Because for individual benefit.
不一定自己。
It may not be money.
那从第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.
一直到第十节。
Until verse 10.
就在提到我们基督徒生活的水准是什么。
It talks about some living standards of a Christian. What are they?
我们基督徒的生活要求是什么。
Our Christian lifestyle needs are what?
你的生活水准，你的要求是什么标准？
What are your living standards and what kind of standard you live under?
第八节给我们一个条件。
Verse 8 gives us a criteria.
有衣有食就要知足。
So this is a guideline that in having good food and clothing, we shall be content.
这个就是标准。
This is a guideline to follow.
如果我们把我们的标准降这么低哦。生活很快乐的。
If we lower our standard down to this level, then our life can be very happy.
我们现在大概这个都没有问题
的。I think that we don't really have an issue.
我问题在哪里？
Where does the problem lie?
不是没东西吃，是我要吃什么？
And it's not that I don't have anything to eat, but what am I to eat?
要吃好吃的。
I want to eat what's good.
吃一些新或没有吃过的。
I want to eat what I haven't eaten before.
那有衣呢？不是没有衣服穿。
It's that I do have clothing, but what is it that I wear?
我要穿好看的。
I want to wear what looks good.
随着季节有变化。
I want to wear or whatever is very, very fashionable.
所以我们现在为什么不快乐？标准太高。
Why is that we're not happy? It's because our standards are too high.
对，有个爸爸在提到他的女儿到多米尼加去当义工。
So there was a brother who was a father whose daughter wanted to go to Dominican Republic to do volunteer
work.
Oh, to help with interpretation. To interpret into Spanish. His daughter probably went 3 times. Thank God for my daughter. When she's been there 3 times. She comes back and she's ever the more mature. And so for those who have been to Africa, have you seen mice?
没有。
No.
多米尼加的教会啊，睡觉老鼠在外面散步。
But it is in Dominican Republic, you see there are mice out there taking control.
对，外面下大雨，里面下小雨。
So right outside is big thunder and rain, and inside there's small rain.
也是有一个传道去，哇，半夜怎么这么好像全身湿湿的，哇。外面下雨。
It's because a pastor said, I was sitting inside the church and I felt some wetness, and it's because outside is a big downpour.
叫蟑螂。
Then, well, it's actually we're talking about cockroaches.
对。那在环境一生活了，回到家里，他觉得哇，很满足。
So he went home and felt how happy or how content he was when he went home.
生活条件太好
了。The living standards are just amazing.
对，当我们往下比的时候，忽然间我发现每天都在神的恩典里面。
If you think standards wise that you are in the will and the protection of God or His grace,
每天都很感谢神。
Then you know that you'll be happy every day.
每天都知足，就是很快乐。
Because you're content and then you are happy.
那在讲哦，有衣有食，在知足。那第九节说，但那想要发财，就陷在迷惑，网罗的许多，不自有害的私欲。
And in verse 9, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
那为什么第九节要把第八跟第八节连在一起
？Why are 8 and 9 together?
为什么人一直想要发财？
Why do men keep wanting to be successful? Why?
Because
They say that the living standards are not good enough.
哦，所以我要发财，我要赚更多的钱，所以我生活水准才能提高。
Because I want to gain more money, I want to be successful and prosperous, so my living standards will become higher.
对，也是我问一个弟兄。
So once I asked the brother,
哦，你眼睛闭起来。
I told him, close your eyes.
我用这个 Toyota 载你，跟再用 Lexus 来载你，你能够感觉得出来。
And say, can you really distinguish if I drive you with a Toyota or Lexus? Or Lexus?
你感觉不出来啊。
You won't feel no difference.
但是 Lexus 是比 Toyota 贵很多。
But you know that Lexus is more expensive than a Toyota.
所以人哦，你这个欲望不满足，你就想要赚更多钱，然后要往上跟人比。
If you feel that your standards are good enough, then you want to gain more money, you want to be better than others.
所以下面就落陷在迷惑，落在网罗里面。
Says here, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation.
就你就生活方向会偏的。
Then the direction in life will stray.
因为我们本来是要追求神的国跟神的热心做圣工。
Because at first you wanted to pursue the kingdom and do His work.
那现在我们物质的水准，那个欲望很高，所以就拼命去赚钱，时间没有了，精力没有了，精神没有了，你要怎么做圣工？你怎么去追求神的国神的义？
But you say that your worldly standards are high enough, so that you spend a lot of time working. You don't have enough energy, and then.Kind of lose sight of things.
所以，如果我们真的要做圣工哦，一定要过简单的生活。
So if you want to do holy work, you need to lead a life of simplicity.
你如果哦要做圣工，你结婚的对象哦要开好车，这个很难啊。
So if you want to do holy work and you say that your better half in the future needs to drive a nice car,
你结婚的对象要住大房子，最好的区域，你要做圣工很难。
Or if your better half needs to have a lot of money and have a big house, then it's hard to do holy work. Because you're so lost in those qualifications and then lose sight of the holy work.
所以呢，生活要简单。
So you need to lead a life of simplicity.
那第十节，贪财是万恶之根呢。
And then in verse 10 says, loving money is the root of all kinds of evil.
啊，那什么叫贪财？
What does it mean to love money?
谁能够解释？贪财大家都知道不好啊。
Who can explain this? Everyone knows that loving money is not.
请问什么叫贪财
？What is it to love money?
Love money more than God.
Yes, in theory it's right, but what does that mean?
超过需要。
It goes beyond what you necessarily need.
这个是 homework， 15分钟以后我们再来讨论。
This is homework for 15 minutes.
一起默祷，咱们休息。